Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. We had 10 minutes of glorious rain today, the first for nearly 6 weeks, so most of us managed to have a shower under the leaking roofs and wash our hair. Let's hope the wells fill a little now. This butter tin of water a day is a bit hard to manage with. We all feel as if we're beginning to smell like the drains round the place.
Oh! Oh, this is grand to have a shower again.
Well, hurry up, Jenny. I must get a wash before the rain stops.
Half a dear fib. There you are. Your bath is warm.
Hey, can I have a line for a shower?
Oh, yes, Deb. Have you heard Rasputin's latest orders?
No. What's he cooked up for us now?
He's a devil.
It's all of that, Viv. Starting tomorrow, we have to go water carrying every day for those flaming sweet potatoes.
What? Every day? But we can't. We're fed up now to get everything done.
No, you haven't heard it all yet. After the gardens are finished, we have to fill the water tanks in the community kitchen.
What do we do after that? Drop dead?
Well, then we can bring in some water for ourselves.
But we'll be trudging up and down to the pump all through the worst part of the day.
Oh, dear.
If it keeps raining, we won't have to start tomorrow. We can try and rest.
Well, I wouldn't bank on that, Viv. These rainstorms never last.
Well, I'm going to try and dry off. You coming, Kit?
Yes, I've got to mend my shorts.
Well, I'll be there in a minute. I promised to give Mavis Hanna a haircut.
The pork that we get in the stew, tra-la, has nothing to do with the pig.
Ooh. Oh, for a towel.
Is that you, Sister Jeff?
Yes. Well, who's that?
It is I, Kong.
Kong? But where are you?
Here, under the table.
Under the table? What on earth are you doing under there? Are you ill?
Not ill, no. I'm sick at looking at faces, so I stay here for a little and look at legs and feet.
Well, for heaven's sake.
It is quiet here. One can think.
Well, I can't find anything pleasant enough to think about, Kong.
I was thinking that even the old Chinese remedies would be a help in the hospital here.
Have you been on duty today, Kong?
Yes, Sister Jeff. There are more cases of dysentery and another typhoid patient.
Hmm. Oh, that's not so good.
There is so little one can do. I wondered if I could try an age-old cure for fever that was greatly recommended in my country.
Well, what was that?
Powdered cockroaches.
Ow!
And if anyone gets mumps, I have a cure for that.
Well, I hope no one does get mumps. We've got enough things without that. What's the cure?
A paste made from tiger's nails. It is said to be a sure remedy.
Oh, Kong, you're pulling my leg.
I admit it would be a little difficult to catch a tiger here, and having caught him to extract his nails is not easy, but we would manage.
Well, I'll let you know, Kong, if any of us get mumps, and I'll keep an eye out for any odd tigers.
It is a pity it is not the nails of swine. There are many swine here with two legs only and yellow.
I hear one calling now. I suppose we're being called to be told officially about our water-carrying duties. Come on.
I will go when everyone is assembled and the guard is there. No need to hurry.
Oh, I hate standing out in the rain. It makes your shorts and tops so clammy.
Oh, it's better than the blazing sun.
Well, there's no doubt about Kong. She couldn't care less for Tojo.
Well, could you?
No, but I mean she does things when she likes, not when the Japs order her to do them. Just now, she said she'd go to Tenko when the guard is here. She won't stand about waiting for them. I don't know how she gets away with it.
Look out, here comes Rasputin.
Oh, I'll tell you all later.
Hattie, Hattie, ho, Matt.
Hattie,
Hattie, Hattie, ho, Matt. There's Kong. Australia ought to be end of the line now.
Hey, Rasputin looks furious.
Yeah. I bet he doesn't say anything to her, though.
Sonye, come on out. Sonye. Sonye.
Great Rasputin is about to
Sonye!
Speak. That'll be lovely.
You prisoners will carry water into camp from tomorrow. Your first duty is to bring water to the houses occupied by we. You protect us.
What?
You will fill the tongs in the houses and carry enough water for the purpose of bathing. When you are attend to the watering of the gardens both inside and outside the camp. The water for the kitchens must be carried next and...
Water carrying is one of the worst jobs we have to do. At least the most exhausting. Every trip seems to be longer over the sharp stones. And we can't rest often, as a Jap guard is always in sight and keeps us moving by swinging his sword at our legs. Sometimes we meet a Chinese on the road. There are quite a lot of them living outside the camp, and they seem to be sympathetic to the British.
Oh, oh, this wretched handle's cutting my hand to bits.
Look out, there's Rasputin. Smile.
Oh, isn't it fun going for this nice walk every day, Jeb?
Yes, Viv. Especially in the best part of the day. When the sun's shining and everything's glimmering in the heat.
Sugar,
the yellow gentleman on my right wants us to hurry, Jeb.
Oh, let's do that around the next corner. We may find ourselves alone and unobserved.
It's okay.
You know, if I carried this bucket on my shoulder for a little way, I might be clumsy enough to spill some of the water over myself.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Hang on. I'll help you. Got it here. If I just joggle a bit,
mighty don't fall.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Try it, Jim.
Hey, someone's coming.
Oh, just walk on, take no notice.
Oh, it's all right. It's a Chinese. Tabe!
Tabe, Nanya. Tabe, Nanya.
Tabe. Apa kaba?
Kaba, bye.
The same thing. News is good. Could mean anything.
Kadang, kadang. Kaba, tida bye.
What's no good?
He said sometimes news is not good. Apa kaba, tida bye.
Oh. Tuan Besar mati.
Big Boss is dead.
Oh.
Which Big Boss? Well, not the king.
Young Mana Besar Tuan.
America Besar Tuan mati. Tida bai. Tida. Tida, tida bai.
What did he say, Viv?
The king of America is dead.
Roosevelt. Oh, no.
Yeah, Nanya.
It might only be a rumor. But shortly the Japs would tell us if only to gloat.
Ah, it's Nanya. Japan, Japan. Tabe, Nanya. Tabe.
Look out, there's a Jap coming.
Australia! Inu! Buta, Isoge, Isoge, Australia again! Australian dog speaks, hurry! Hurry!
Japanese, eh? Shut up.
Oh, come on, Jap.
On the road to Gundagai, on the road to Gundagai, la 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 la.
We didn't feel like singing as we trudged on, hoping that the news we'd just heard was another wild rumor. When we'd made our last trip for the day, we found Kong waiting for us outside the hut.
You have finished, Sister Jeff?
Oh, yes, Kong. Oh, we're all just about exhausted.
Lie here on the table, you too, Sister Vivian, and rest.
Oh, if I lie down, I'll go straight to sleep. What's that you've got in the bowl, Kong?
I warmed a little water and a little salt to bathe the feet. Oh, they are bruised and cut.
You mean for us, Kong?
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, Kong, you're a Briton. Thanks, Kong. Well, tell us, have you heard the rumor about the President of America?
That he has died? Yes.
Well, Kong, do you think it's true?
One cannot tell. There are so many rumors, they fall like blossoms in the breeze and change more quickly than the seasons. Here, tongues wag like the tails of little puppy dogs, and with as much consequence.
Kong is right, of course. And even if it is true, there's nothing we can do about it. But it's made us all feel very uneasy. Perhaps that was the idea. We are still carrying water and live in daily hopes that we might find a leech to put into the Jeff's bathwater. No luck yet. You can't go far in this camp without seeing something to laugh at. There was great excitement behind the Dutch kitchen today. Rita came running to us in hysterics. Hello, Rita. What's bitten you?
It is nothing that has bitten me, Sister Reen. It is a sight I have seen. So funny. So funny. I tell you, no? Hank called me to look through a crack in the fence into a Jap backyard. Never, never such a sight do I see.
Well, if it's as good as all that, let's all have a look.
Yeah, yeah, I will show you. Come with me. Come, Sister Jeff. It is only just here at the back.
What on earth can it be?
Hank. Hank, is it still there? Yeah, Rita.
Shh. There seems to be need of much hush.
Yeah, yeah, do not make the noise. Sister Jeff, very quiet now.
Yeah.
You look through here. Mind, Hank, mind out of the way.
Yeah, here is the best place, Sister Jeff.
Ever, is it not? Let's have a look. I can't see. Oh, yes, I can.
What is it, Jeff?
We have another look.
Come on, let me look.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Oh, stop chortling. Tell me.
Well, it's our fat, wrapped in a sarong, standing in a tub of water far too small for him.
Yes,
having a nice warm bath in the sunshine.
Oh, no! Oh, do let me see.
Have a look, please.
Here, Sister Inn. Here is a good place for you.
Oh, good. Thanks, Hank. Now. Oh, isn't that a shell?
Oh, look at the tub standing on four bricks.
Fire underneath to keep it warm.
I wish it had burned his tail.
It can't, Sister Jeff. He's not sitting down.
Oh, Hank. Poor old fatty. He always looks so miserable.
Oh,
well, he told us he hates war and wants to go home to his wife and five children.
He's got nothing on us. We want to go home, too.
Are you doing water carrying this afternoon, Sister Jeff?
Yes, Hank. Are you?
Oh, yeah. I have to bring some for Mama. So I must carry some for the camp first.
Come now, Hank. It is time we must go and help in the kitchen,
yeah. Yeah, Rita.
Well, thanks for showing us the comedy turn of the week, Rita.
Oh, it is a pleasure, Sister Jeff. It is so good to laugh.
All through the hot afternoon, we toiled up and down to that wretched pump. On the last trip for the day, Reen and I were walking just behind four Englishwomen. There were Mrs. Jennings, Mrs. McLeod, Margot Turner, and another British sister. They were walking along, talking and laughing, when just as they came near the guardhouse, one of the guards we call the Snake screamed at them.
You British, come here!
I think he means us.
You four, come here when I tell you. Here onto the veranda.
Oh, he would pick the veranda, full in the blazing sun. I wonder what he can want us for.
Line up there along the rail.
Oh, dear. And we're so tired.
Silence!
What does the Snake want those girls for?
No. Say you are sorry.
Sorry? For what?
Say you are sorry.
But for what?
You British man!
Oh! Good grief. Oh, he knocked her over the veranda rail onto the ground below.
Get up! British filth! Get up and come back here.
If I can get up. Here, Margo. I'll give you a hand.
No, Jeff. Keep out of this.
Are you coming, or shall I help with this?
No. Put your big, brave sword away, little man. I won't hurt you.
Oh, I could kill him. What is it for? What have they done?
Well?
You will say you are sorry?
How can we, when we don't know what we're supposed to be sorry for?
You British?
We're certainly not sorry for that.
You will stand here in the sun until you have said you are sorry.
Very well.
You will stay there until you are sorry, you British unmentionable filth!
Sister Jeff? Oh, Sister Jeff, what was happening down at the guardhouse?
The Snake called those four women onto the guardhouse veranda.
Oh.
Told them to say they were sorry.
But for what must they be sorry?
That's what Margot Turner said. So he hit her over the face and knocked her over the veranda.
Oh, but now they are still standing there in the full heat of the sun.
They have to stay there until they say they're sorry.
But have they done anything wrong?
Absolutely nothing. I'm going to report it to Mrs. Hinch. As British Commandant, she may be able to do something.
Yeah, that is right. I also will report to the Dutch commandant. Between them, perhaps they may be able to help.
Oh, it's frightful to keep them there, standing in the sun without their hats. Oh, we must do something.
It's getting so late, Green. Those poor things are still standing out there.
No food or anything. Now it's dark. The mosquitoes will be driving them frantic.
Oh, it is so dreadful. But the commandants have been again to see the Snake. Perhaps this
Rita,
time they...
Oh. Sister Jeff! They come! They come!
That's Hank Corling. He has been watching for them to come back.
I'll go and see.
Tell them that I have some rice for them, Sister Jeff.
Yes.
And some coffee. I will bring it.
You go on in, Mrs. Jennings. I want to see Sister Jeffrey for a moment.
Oh, for goodness sake, come and sit down, Margot. Oh.
My legs are so stiff from standing. I don't know if they'll bend.
Here. Sit out here on the table. Now, what happened, Margot?
The Snake just kept coming out every hour and telling us to say we were sorry. We wouldn't until we knew what we were sorry for. Then, when Mrs. Hinch came the last time, she said, "You've no right to keep internees out of the camp. You expect us to keep them in and you keep them out." If you don't let them come in at once, I shall report you. Oh, she was wonderful. I can't think who she'd report him to, but it worked.
Of all the senseless, sadistic cruelty.
It's not over yet, Reen. We have to report back at 6 a.m. to be punished. Oh, I'm weary.
Oh, you poor thing. Rita has some rice and coffee for you. She said she'd bring it over.
That sounds wonderful. I hope I can stay awake long enough to have it.
The snake evidently spent some time thinking up a new punishment. It now applies to all the British in the camp. He glories in punishing us for being British. This new trick of his is called fertilizing. That means we have to go outside, armed with a leaking kerosene tin and a small half tin nailed onto a stick, and proceed to the septic tank. We fill the kerosene tin with its contents, bring it back into the camp, and put it on the gardens. This has now become a daily job for the British.
Hello, Margot. You just finished?
Yes, Reen. Oh, I think this is the last day of our punishment.
And about time.
Up at 6 in the morning to do this for 3 hours is getting beyond a joke. If there's...
You British!
Oh, no. I can't stand any more.
You British! You have finished fertilizing?
Yes.
Have the other four British finished also?
Yes.
You have been punished?
Yes.
And you may have this, one for each.
What is it? Soup. And a Chinese biscuit.
You, Australia, get to work.
What?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm darned. A cake of soap and a biscuit for each of us. How priceless.
Oh. Good morning.
Hello, Rita.
Good morning, Rita.
What have you got there, Margot?
A present from the snake.
What? What is this?
It's true. I saw it happen.
Oh, I cannot believe it. It's true.
I must go and see the others.
Hello, Margot.
Finished for the day? Until what are you carrying this afternoon, Jeff?
Jeff? Come and hear about this.
About what, Reen?
Oh, hello, Rita.
Hello, Sister Jeff. This you cannot believe.
The snake gave Margot and the other three women a present. A piece of soap and a biscuit each.
The snake did? Can you understand it, Sister Jeff?
Oh, we'll win this war yet. I'd better get on with the fertilizing. You know, if the snake catches me still standing here talking, there'll be fireworks.
Where's Ioli, Jeff? She's on this squad with me.
Oh, she's had to go to hospital. Got a pretty bad bout of dysentery. I'm taking her place with you, Reen.
Poor little sister Ioli. I thought she did not look so well.
Is it any wonder? This blasted fertilizing spreading sickness like wildfire.
It cannot be healthy.
Healthy? We bring the contents of the septic tank into the camp, put it on the gardens, the sun dries it, the wind blows the dust all over us and into everything.
The only trouble is, it doesn't seem to affect the Japs. They remain hale and hearty.
Oh, but they are not half-starved and in poor health.
And they're full of quinine to cope with malaria. And, I suppose, have all the drugs to combat any illness. We have nothing.
Well, if we don't get on with it, we'll have plenty in the way of black eyes. Come on, Jeff.
So, we go and help spread disease. We know full well what we're doing. The dangers we bring into the camp with every kerosene tin we empty over the gardens of sweet potatoes. The sickness that we're spreading and can do nothing to stop. To watch the kiddies playing at making mud pies and to know that they're handling sickness, disease and perhaps death that we have been forced to spread. Oh, what sweet little minds these Japanese have.
Again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banbard for Australasian Radio Productions.